Hello and welcome to Take a Deep Breath. I'm Mike, I'm a breathwork coach and host, and I'm joined today by Mr. Paul Hughes from Vivation International. And I'm here in Wyoming in the USA, and I just said to Paul now, let's just record a podcast. So this is off the cuff. We've literally just finished 10 days worth of Vivation teacher training, which I'm sure we're going to get stuck into. And it's been 10 of the most impactful days of my life. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been beautiful. So I can't wait to just get stuck in and share with people what is Vivation. Now, we did a podcast, actually. When did we do that podcast?
About, it was about three months ago. Yeah,
so
like
we can link people to that. So yeah. Let's just get stuck in. I've got so much more to talk to you about. So,
well, we want to get stuck in, but we want to get unstuck.
Okay.
Right?
Share.
Let go, let flow.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Yeah. Unless that has a different meaning.
No, it's good.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Good. So what would you like to talk about? We had a great time. I mean, we started with the seven basic lessons, which is, you know, sort of takes people from right off the street all the way up to some autonomy, where they have some autonomy at the skill. What we mean by that is efficiency, where they can, any feeling that comes up in the process, they can quickly and efficiently and pleasurably resolve that feeling. And then we spent 7 days learning how to teach it and coaching each other and doing all sorts of different formats, eye gaze, water, hot water, cold water, you know, all that. Yeah.
So it's been like I took the plane ride here and I thought I knew it was going to be good, but I don't think I expected such a life transformation to happen. And I know that when people hear that, they're going to be like, oh, what's he saying?
Right.
But it's so much has happened in these 10 days. Including me being able to hold other human beings in water while they vive, gone through transformations myself, eye gaze. There's just so much. Could you, just for the benefit of anyone that's not seen the first podcast, can we just talk about the three principles first, three first lessons?
The three points to remember.
Three points to remember.
So so what we like to say is and there's the whole story behind how they came about. There's five elements to Vivation, but we have something called the three points. And each point encapsulates sort of the whole essence of Vivation. It encapsulates all five elements. And it goes right to the heart of it. If you have those three points, and you essentially have been taught how to apply them, so we guide people through a set of experiential exercises for each point. With those three points, you can vibe. You can actually have a session. So those three points, the first one is exploring the subtle changes. And by that, we just mean exploring the subtle changes in the strongest feeling as it comes up in your present moment experience, moment to moment to moment. The key is to be able to tune it in well enough to notice the subtle changes. And the reason that's so important is because when you can see the changes in the feeling, you cut through the illusion, the delusion of stuckness, which that itself, you know, that itself is one of the two. There's more reasons, but that's like one of the primary qualities of negativity. When somebody is having a negative experience, they don't feel good. It's because there's a perception that it's stuck. And so the first point to remember, you're already starting to see through that. It sort of pulls back the curtain and you see that the feeling itself is in fact a dynamic pattern of energy that's always changing subtly moment to moment to moment. And then the second point to remember is inhale through the strongest feeling. I mean, obviously we breathe in through our mouth or nose, but since our awareness is already on the strongest feeling, when we pull our inhales in through that, oh, it's so delicious and yummy. And so we start to be open and receptive to that feeling being more pleasurable than we think it is, just being open and receptive. And one of the nice things about breathing through a feeling, and obviously we breathe in through our nose or mouth, but as we sort of, since our awareness is on our feeling, we inhale through that feeling, we're reminding ourselves that the feeling itself is spacious and even luminous. And what I mean by that is the other big quality that people often describe when they're having a negative experience is heaviness. Hey, how you feeling, man? Oh, I feel really heavy. So when you breathe through the feeling, when you inhale through that strongest feeling, you're reminding yourself that the feeling is transparent to air. It's spacious. It's luminous. It's a dynamic pattern of energy. So it's like it cuts through the illusion of solidity. It pulls the curtain back on solidity. And you see that the feeling is spacious. So right away with the first two points, we're already cutting through, pulling the curtain back on the illusion of the negativity that we often experience in relationship to the feeling. And then lastly, the third point to remember is enjoy this moment as much as you can. Not more than you can, but as much as you can. Mm-hmm. And what that does is it's cultivating constant. It's cultivating receptivity, being open to whatever pleasure might be there. Even if the feeling doesn't seem pleasurable, we're open up to it as though it were. Just being open and receptive. And it's that openness and receptivity that cuts through the resistance. And that's the other thing. So what's happening is we perceive the stuckness. Mm-hmm. And so that's like a feeling's latched on. We perceive the heaviness, the solidity, and then we react. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if we can relax and be open and receptive, we start to receive the inherent positivity that's in that feeling. Mm-hmm. We start to experience the joy of it. And then it resolves, or what we like to say, integrate in vibration. Mm-hmm. And by integrate, we mean that the feeling that was previously suppressed is now included. You've now accepted it. You're no longer fighting anymore. Your relationship has gone from resistance to acceptance. And now the feeling is part of you. That pattern of energy just flows through, and you start to experience the inherent joy that's there in that moment. And you've experienced it.
I've experienced
it. Again and again.
Again and again. And so just to get... Also, I'm just thinking before, for people that are watching and listening to this, would you do maybe 5 minutes at the end where you guide me through just those 3 points?
Sure,
we could. A few minutes. I think it'd be a nice way for people to finish off as well.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, nice reason for people to stick through as well. So I shared this with you a couple of days ago, and I've only shared this with you and like two other humans on the planet, but I've had this like ball of tightness here for about a year and a half, since I really ramped up the business. And it's so ridiculous to say that, but I was like, that's going to kill me. It's going to kill me in my 50s. It's tight and it's frustrating, and I get angry, and I'm just like, I'm the breath guy, and I need to breathe, and I need to use my nose, and you know, I'm doing all the functional stuff, and I just ignore it. As we say, like suppress it now. Yeah, in vibration you say suppress it. So I was just suppressing this feeling, and this message would keep coming back up again, and I'd go, oh, here comes that thing that's going to get you in a few years, and I'm like, yeah, but it's not today, so we won't worry about it. And there's a beautiful analogy that you took me through in the training around suppression being like, well, maybe you can describe the beach ball, if you would share that metaphor, because it was so powerful.
Right, so suppression is, you know, when we have when a feeling comes up that we don't like, the word we like to use is activated. It's essentially what's happening is we have in that moment, with that experience, with that feeling, we're not okay with it. And so what most people do, what we like to do, is we take, you know, it's that ball in the water, you know, like a big basketball or whatever, mm-hmm. and we push it back down. We like mm-hmm. to suppress it. We do not want to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you notice, it takes effort for that to be pushed back. And it's that effort, that resistance, that is, in fact, actually what's causing our negativity, not the actual ball. Mm-hmm. When we relax and just enjoy the moment, allow everything to just be what it is, it floats back up the surface, and it just is there, it's floating, it's happy, mm-hmm. it's free, and it becomes a part of us. And so integration is the absence of effort. Mm-hmm. We often say that an integration is a relaxation of effort. We don't, quote-unquote, integrate. Rather, we relax in the presence of a feeling, and then the feeling just integrates on its own automatically.
Yeah. Beautiful. If you love breathing as much as I do, then you probably already know that breath work is one of the fastest ways we can change our state. We can induce feelings of concentration and focus. We can make ourselves relax. We can fall asleep. We can lower blood pressure, improve heart rate variability, improve lower back pain, and so many other things. But there's so much out there, right? There's so many contradictory methods. There's probably thousands of breathing techniques out there. There's hundreds of different people talking about breath work right now. It's getting really popular. And so it can be quite daunting to know where to start. Well, look, I've interviewed about 100 of the world's top experts now. I've got a whole podcast dedicated to it. So if you want to get stuck into those, absolutely can do, and you can learn like I've learned. Or for those of you out there that are thinking, do you know what, I just want to know the information that's bespoke to me right now, then I actually take on one-on-one clients. So I only take on a very, very small amount of clients each month, and I build a package that's just for you. So we start off by doing your breath assessments. I will run through about 5 different ways that I can measure your breath. So we'll get a really good view of your chemistry, of your mechanics,
your nervous system, your sleep, really build a beautiful picture about what's going on with you right now. Then we look at your goals. Where are you trying to get to? What is it you really would like? If I could wave a magic wand for you right now and you could get anything by using the breath, what would it be? And then we look at those two things and then I help you then get there by building your own bespoke breath coaching package. So it's very exclusive. It's only a couple of people. It's direct access, one-on-one. They book up fast. So if you'd like to have a complimentary breath consultation with me, see if you'd be a good fit, then click on the link below. There's a small questionnaire to complete, and then we can jump on Zoom, have a chat, and if it's a good fit, then we can get stuck into your bespoke breath coaching plan. Thank you so much for listening. Now back on with the podcast.
And it's so relevant because that feeling's gone. I've integrated it, I've relaxed through it. And I no longer have this like knowing or fear now that I've got this like ball of tension or stress. And so that in itself has just been incredible. And for those that have been with me for a while and follow my journey, I've been very left brain. And, you know, I've been like, we breathe through the nose, we breathe slow and light and gentle, and all that stuff's still dead important. What I found with Vivasium, I practiced it before I came here, and you led me through a few sessions before I came here. But doing it with you and with a group of people as well, and just doing it every day, I've done things like Tony Robbins. I've been on Unleash Power Within, and he's got a whole life mastery program, and I've read his books. But I feel like this has given me tools, like really practical, real tools. And it's already like paying for itself. Like I've had a few conversations, I've had a few business things that have not gone to plan, and I can feel myself getting activated, and I can feel some tension, and I'm just breathing through it, and I'm inhaling through the strongest fear, and I'm noticing the subtle changes, and I'm relaxing, and I'm enjoying it. I hurt my foot the other day, and I was limping. I was avoiding using my foot, and because every time I touched it, it was like this like blinding pain in my right ankle. And I was like, oh, I need to not touch it. And I thought, well, what if I just apply some Vivasium to this? And so I put my foot down, and I was like, oh, and I was a bit triggered, a bit activated by it, and I breathed through it. And you said something today, I think, I don't want to misquote you, it was like, create like a warm bath of love around the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Right? To capture the pain. And so it still hurt, but rather than me being tense and not enjoying it, I enjoyed not enjoying it. So
sure,
I'll
sure.
Down. So can you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, so I mean, yeah. if you have a negative experience come up, if you have a negative feeling come up, the reason it's negative, the reason it hurts is because you've been hating it. You've been resisting. You don't like it. You don't like it. So that you're in a fight with it, right? Mm. What that feeling needs is it just needs a little love. Think of it like a little hurt. You know, it's injured. It's part of you that's like, and one of the reasons it hurts is because it's asking for your love and it doesn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I don't recall saying surrounded by a bath, but then again, that actually is a perfect, it's apt, it's very apt. I mean, we're basically cradling it, like almost like, I think maybe the cat, maybe I'll use the kitten analogy. So like you have a, when you have a negative feeling, you want to stay present with it, breathe with it in a way that you're holding a small, hurt, injured little cat, or a kitten, and you want to give it all the love and attention you can. So there's very much, that's a cradle.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoying or seeing these things in a different way. Like I as a default, would choose to suffer through a lot of life. And the tools that you've given, we've helped us find. Just give me I'm so excited to get back. I'm going to really miss being here. It's been really beautiful, but I'm more excited to get back and teach this and use this and play with this. It's just been wonderful. I mean, today we closed off with the eye gazing. Could you talk a bit about what's going on there?
Yeah, so one of the things we like to do is after people have had at least four sessions, you know, they've had 4 hours of doing this, the integration, their ability to more quickly and efficiently integrate feelings that come up, means that we can get a little bit more open, because the whole idea of this practice is to be able to take it out in the real world, to be able to use it, because life happens, you know. And so when we're out in the world, we want to be able to, integrate any feeling that comes up as it comes up in the moment, wherever we happen to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next thing we do after eyes closed is we go to eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a little more activating than that. We do in a circle with eye gaze. So we did do that early in the program, and then today, it was a really lovely way to sort of close the circle. Because by this point, we've had 10 full days of enriching, beautiful, you know, lots of healing, lots of letting go, lots of transformation, and lots of connection. And so it was really nice to do that eye gaze at the end for people to see, here's what happened the first time. 3 days were a little tense, people were nervous, you know, like that. And then this time it was just, there it was, because everybody was already so open. So people could see the profound benefits that come with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It was incredible. Like, we did it on the first time, and I was so apprehensive, and it was like really awkward, and I shut my eyes and just not used to staring in somebody's eyes for so long. And I've done eye gazing a little bit before. And then we did it yesterday in hot water, and I couldn't open one eye. And I was like, oh, it's the sun, but the sun wasn't in my eyes. So it was just this, it was so activating that it was closing my eyes.
Sure, yeah.
And then today, it was 20 minutes, but it was in this room, and it was just beautiful. And had a little bit of laughter, a few tears. And at the end, you've seen Fight Club.
I have.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a bit where one of the guys, he cuddled me. And there's a bit in Fight Club where Ed Norton goes to Meatloaf in one of the men's circles, I think it's like testicular cancer or something, and he just cries so hard he leaves like a face on his t-shirt. And I did this to one of the guys. I was like, and in my mind's eye, I could see Edward Norton crying into Meatloaf, and I was like, oh, it feels really good. And it was just this letting go, and this connection. It was incredible. It's really hard to get. The reason I wanted to record this now is because it's so fresh. Like we've just finished the 10 days, just got out of the hot water. Just done another session myself, and then guided somebody through a session. And I feel wonderful. I feel so good. I mean, I've done so many modalities, and I've tried so many things, and I feel like I've always been searching for something. And so I'm very skeptical of like new modalities, because so many times you'll get something from everything you do. Tony Robbins, I picked up a few bits and different things, but I feel like, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this, I feel like this is a real like life mastery program. It's like almost like one that, you know, they say when you're born, they don't give you a manual how to live your life.
Right.
I feel like this is part of that manual, but it gives you so much. There's so much here. It's like it's all the bits that I wish I'd known all those years ago. What's your take?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so you learn the basic skill. I mean, it's you found that it's deceptively complex or simple. The idea is it's like, okay, there's five elements. You got to do all, there's all this different modulation of the breath in relationship to the feeling. You got to focus on the feeling. And it's kind of like trying to pay attention to five things initially. And there's like, it's almost like learning how to drive stick shift. You're kind of getting all frustrated. But what happens is as time goes on, you start to go, oh, wait a second. This is actually much more simple. I'm more just focusing on the feeling that's already present. Relaxing, how hard can that be?
Yeah.
Breathe in whatever way feels good. People say, well, how should I breathe? Breathe in a way that feels good. It's like just, and as we breathe, we savor the feeling. There's a savoring quality. That's the fourth element, which is about enjoying. And so, but these are each component skills, and they take time to develop. You know, it's one of those things that's like you start out, and then as you do it more and more, and you notice that. So on the first 3 days, you learned it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like kind of like you go to a ski resort.
Mm-hmm.
You go through ski lessons. They teach you how to ski.
Mm-hmm.
You are now autonomous.
Mm-hmm.
And they let you go down the hill. And what do? You crash occasionally and you get up. But you have the tools to be able to continue learning.
Mm-hmm.
You have the autonomy. And so it's the same with vivation. Now that you've learned the skills, and then as the day, I mean, that's what's happened the last 6 days, is we've had a lot more stuff going on. Now you get to use it more and more and more. Which is why I had everybody do as much vivation as they could throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And as people go out into life happens, things happen, sometimes very difficult things happen, and then it's put to the test. And it's like, okay, it was great in the workshop. I felt good. I was around a lot of wonderful people, but now I'm alone or I'm in a bad situation or whatever. And so that's when the real lessons become, because now you're in these difficult situations, but you have the tool.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have the tool in which to relate, respond to in a more positive way. Respond in a way that's not, you know, going to get you all tied up in knots, but rather you know how to relax and let that go and let go, let flow.
Mm.
So you're able to be more in a flow state. You'll be able to be more agile. The negative emotions aren't tripping you up and you're not getting caught up in a stress, just overwhelming negative experience. You're able to, and you can be fully present in that moment, moment to moment to moment in your life. So now that you have this power of now, essentially, you have this ability to stay present in your body in an embodied way, it's like a superpower. You now have this capacity, and not to mention, because you have an efficiency, you have the capacity to efficiently integrate any kind of negative experience.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden the world is much bigger, because now things that were foreboding, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, I don't want to go there because I know that's going to get me all upset. Now it's an opportunity. I can lean into that, feel it in my body, and I can integrate that. So what happens is this life becomes more and more expansive over time. You become more and more free over time, and you're taking the skill and you're continually integrating more and more stuff. And so you just continue to evolve and become more emotionally healthy, spiritually, physically, mentally, all of it, because you're now living an integrated lifestyle.
Yeah.
You're going with the flow. You're not fighting life. You're working with life.
Yeah.
Celebrating life.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah, it's a life program.
Life, it is.
You know, so you learn it, but then, and that's why we have, you know, with our trainings, you know, we always do these trainings to get people with the skills, and then we do a lot of follow-up for those that need it. Mm-hmm. But technically, just like you teach a guy to ski, he doesn't have to come back to get lessons again. He has, mm-hmm. he can go out there and keep falling and eventually learn.
Mm-hmm.
But every so often, I like to get a lesson, and I love to get sessions. You know, it's like I've been doing this for 23 years, and you guys, you know, I remember, I think it was you or somebody else, I had a session in the water, and I love receiving, sitting back and enjoying it, because I don't have to, you know. So, yes, it's just an ongoing thing. It continues, yeah.
Yeah,
I have no words. I've been talking for 10 days. Yeah. So.
we should say. I mean, Paul in particular is worked his socks off over these 10 days. What I found really fascinating about myself is I think I've got attention deficit disorder, and that's up for debate now after this. But I've been sitting in this room for 12-hour days, taking notes, paying attention, asking questions, you know, discussing things, and at no point felt bored. Tired sometimes, you know, especially like we're doing these 12-hour days and it's getting to 10 p.m. But equally, like, I think, oh, I could excuse myself at any point, but I don't want to. I want to be in this room. I want to be with all of you. I want to learn these things. It's been incredible. What can you say about the feeling body? Because this is a fascinating thing for me. One of my favorite TV shows is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I don't know if you've ever seen
it.
I put the meme into the WhatsApp group the other day, and there's a guy there. He's a bit sociopath. They play with this a little bit. Maybe he's a serial killer, but it's a comedy. It's funny. But he says to his best friend, he goes, I've been having feelings again. You remember feelings, right? And it's like, yeah, I have feelings every day. And he's like, oh, okay. And I laughed at that. I've watched this episode like many times. And I was like, ha ha, this guy doesn't have feelings. And then when we were doing some work and I was thinking, like, okay, let's feel some sadness or something, I realised I'm so disassociated from my body. The only thing I really felt, aches and pains, and if I've hurt myself. And even then, it would be forgotten quite quickly, apart from this ball of tension. And so I realised that I've just been living in my head. And it was, and this might be useful for the people to hear, it was really hard for me to understand that that isn't the default mode. That's not where we should actually be. Great to have thoughts and feelings, but actually there's this whole thing here, this whole thing, and it has a lot of feelings, and it's got a lot to say and a lot to do. And through me being like scrolling and busy and distracted and having a glass of wine here and all these things, I've done my best to escape this feeling body. So I'd love to get your thoughts on why do you think we're doing that, and how does Vivation help us get back into this, and why is it important to get back into the feeling body?
Well, I mean, it's our feelings, it's our body. Well, first of all, we are actually in a body. I mean, that's literally what we are.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And the body has a lot of feelings.
Mm.
And we could, you know, there's always the physical feelings. If you're into the woo like I am a little bit, there's a subtle body, you know, so there's all of this energy and feelings in the body. And the reason that we get caught up in our head and our culture, I mean, it's like I went through the sciences, I was in STEM, you know. And I, you know, when I was a younger person, I had a difficult birth. I had a lot of problems growing up as a kid. And so I would escape into sci-fi or fiction or books or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I was a very active kid. I was actually quite athletic, which is sort of weird. But I wasn't, I felt I was a bit sensitive. But I was definitely not comfortable or safe in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And so I escaped into my own world, essentially. And everybody does this. I mean, our whole society is essentially, this is kind of how it is. It's been this way, in my opinion, since the beginning of modernity. I mean, if you look at that's really what modernity is.
Yeah.
And so because of that, we've spent a lifetime, or generations even, being disconnected, being disembodied, not being in the body, not in touch with our felt sense. And we're robbing ourselves of a whole bunch of things, our values. How do you know it's important to you, really? It's not an intellectual thing. Analytically, everything's just neutral,
mm-hmm.
right? And you can say, okay, that math thing is there, there, but there's no emotion to it. Our values or beauty. What is beauty? Beauty is very much a felt thing. It's yes, we see it, we hear it, we smell it. There's all those things that are beautiful. But the overall human experience of joy is from beauty, is the felt sense. Meaning. You know, there's a crisis of meaning. There's a lot of people are feeling a sense of meaninglessness.
Mm-hmm.
Where does meaning come from? Well, if we get in touch with who we are at the felt sense, it informs us, it instructs us about who we are, what we're here to do, what's important to us, what's valuable to us, because you feel it. It feels good. Yeah, that's it. You feel love. You feel joy. You feel whatever. And to not be in our body, we're robbing ourselves of all of that. A huge, just like a huge loss of words here because I'm tired, but a huge aspect of being human,
yeah.
Being alive. And so how do you know your life? You feel.
Yeah.
Why do you think people jump out of planes and do all this stuff? They want to feel,
yeah.
Right? And so vivation gives us the ability, so the way vivation addresses this feeling crisis, if you will, is it brings us back in touch with the body in the present moment. And it does so in a gentle way.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like being thrust into the body and all of a sudden we're confronting all these difficult emotions. As you notice, we do it, you know, we do it very gently. Because it's not the intensity that's important, it's the details, the subtleties. So there's the first point to remember, explore the subtle changes. So as we bring ourselves back into our body, we're refamiliarizing ourselves with the felt experience, the felt sense. Here's the thing, if you look at all the nerves, it's like all the first four sentences, all the nerves are right here, more or less, right? The overwhelming majority of our nerves are for feeling, the kinesthetic interoceptive aspect of felt experience. So by denying ourselves that, by not being embodied, we are disconnected from a full, truly enjoyable, wonderful life.
Mm-hmm.
And so vivation is a wonderful tool to be able to bring ourselves back into our body and finally feel that safety and that love and that gentleness and the joy that's there in every felt sense, every felt experience in the moment.
Mm.
And you felt it again and again. So it's undeniable when you feel it.
Yeah.
And the beauty of that is when you get into that felt sense, all of the confusion and worry and fear and all that other stuff starts to dissipate because most of that's in the mind. You know, it's most of the negativity is like all the stories we tell, and we get caught up in all of these constructs and theories and ideas and notions about things. And, we worry about like our job and what we think is going on there and on and on and on. But when we just bring our awareness right into the body in that moment, notice where we're feeling in our body. And giving that part of ourselves that kindness I mentioned, you know, and just relaxing in the presence of it. Inhaling through it, we realize, oh, wow, this moment's actually quite enjoyable. And then all of the negative thoughts dissipate, right? It's like, oh, right, we're just present. So it cuts through all that, cuts through the BS in a big way.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So when we disconnect from our body, we're robbing ourselves of a huge part of the human experience.
Correct. Jim used to say that, or several things he used to say, but vivation is the skill of enjoying all of your life, even the most negative experiences, quote unquote, because we're learning to even enjoy those.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds kind of weird. So it's not like I'm enjoying torture, but rather we learn to take all of the negative feelings that we have inside us. And as we relax in the presence of it, we realize that that negativity wasn't the feeling, but a resistance to it. So we're learning to enjoy more and more and more things.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes enjoying, not enjoying things.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I really enjoy not enjoying Brussels sprouts, for example, which I joked about. Mm-hmm. Not a big fan of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's no sense that there's no suffering there. I see the Brussels sprout. I enjoy not eating that. There's no suffering. Just enjoy not doing it. So,
I was reading through the manual earlier, and it was saying, I really enjoy not enjoying rude people. And I was like, oh, that's me. I really enjoy not enjoying. Yeah. I'd like to walk away from those rude
that's
people.
Right,
I
that's
really
right.
enjoy that.
Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't have to be a source of suffering.
Yeah. I had this moment a couple of days ago where I was crying. We'd done the breathing and we were going through a process. And I had this, I came to you afterwards and I was just like, there's so much sadness here. And I was crying through it and I was really sad. And I took a nice big, and I think I said to you, I sucked through it. I took a big deep breath. And I inhaled through the strongest feeling, which was the sadness, which was here. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to enjoy this moment. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy this sadness. Because I'm not all sad. There's just a strong feeling of sadness here. And as I breathed through it, as I took that inhale, I just felt wonderful. And I just started laughing. And even though the sadness was still there, it started to calm down and dissipate and
see, that's exactly the beauty of it. So the feeling that we label sadness is still there. It's a pattern of energy moving through.
Mm-hmm.
When we are fighting it and resisting it, we experience the suffering of sadness. Right? When we relax, breathe through it, appreciate it, just find some way to enjoy it, even if it's a little bit, and just let it happen and let it flow, we cry and we start to feel gratitude. We feel the love and the joy and the gratitude for this beautiful thing that we lost, right?
Yeah.
As I talked about in the podcast, the first time we talked for a while about my father and how after I did my first 10-day teacher training, I went home and my father passed away shortly after, but I was able to be there. And as that intense grief came up, when you're losing a parent, I now had a tool. I had a tool in which I could finally make peace with it. And so does that mean that I'm okay with my dad dying? Well, yeah, in a way, because it's already built in. He's got pancreatic cancer. But I made peace with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I found the joy that I'm still here and he's still alive for a little longer and that I could use this opportunity to be really present with him, which I was. So what I felt overwhelmingly was a profound amount of gratitude, but the suffering was gone.
Yeah.
And I cried. Of course I did. I cried a lot. That's part of the healing process. Mm-hmm. When I vived, it was like the most efficient, I know it sounds sort of machine-like, but it really wasn't, but I had the most efficient crying I've ever had. Mm-hmm. It just was like, just flow, 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 flow.
Mm-hmm.
And I could just feel letting go of all of the grief, just letting go, letting go, letting go. And what am I letting go? The resistance.
Mm-hmm.
The feeling is happening and I'm feeling all that love and gratitude.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, so that's what happens. And it's true for all negative emotions, they integrate. Yeah. So the feeling doesn't integrate. Excuse me. The feeling itself doesn't change, but our relationship to it changes.
Yeah.
You know, like I mentioned the roller coaster. Maybe I didn't, but you see somebody on a roller coaster, they're having an anxiety reaction, and their body is in a state of resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it like this. They're probably not breathing either.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on the person and the ride, it jostles them around, and you get the centrifugal forces going really intensely, and they can't hold on to this. It's impossible. And it forced them to take an inhale. And then they feel, so they've just let go, quote unquote, let go of that fight. And then they feel that rush of energy now, which was always there before. They were fighting it and feeling the suffering. And now they feel it. What happens? Their hands go up. And they're like, and they think it's amazing. Did the feeling change? No, they went from fighting to relaxing and letting it be. That's how it works for all feelings. That's what integration is. So,
just a quick side note, if anyone's watching this and like me and like, I don't know about this sounds a bit like you have to try it. I think that's my best
advice. That was me too, as I mentioned, fourth day, I remember I was doing the training and Jim was saying some of these outrageous things. Jim Leonard, the father of Vibration, is saying some outrageous things.
Mm.
Every feeling is actually fundamentally enjoyable.
Mm.
I'm like, but I have all these negative experiences. Or existence itself is fundamentally valuable. I was like, what? That's like, really? I'm like, I was like, are you kidding me? We got war. We got all these horrible things. So I was definitely like really having a hard time, especially with that. But the beauty of this process is you just get in.
Yeah.
You don't have to think about it. Here's what Jim would say. You don't have to believe any of that.
Yeah.
That's the best part. You don't have to believe any of it.
Yeah.
All you have to do is be open and receptive to the feeling being more enjoyable than you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's a simple ask. Mm-hmm. That's a reasonable ask. Mm-hmm. In fact, I would consider that to be a very generous ask. Just be open to the possibility that the feeling is more enjoyable than you think it is.
Yeah.
And that's all he said to me. And I just went back in and vibed. And sure enough, I started having more and more of this stuff. And I'm like, holy cow, he's right. So far, everything that's come up that was negative, it reintegrated into joy. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That's when, for me, that's when I was sold.
Mm-hmm.
I remember on day 4, I remember going to lunch and calling my wife, and like, this is the best thing ever. This was the real thing. Because up to that point in my life, I just thought it was all nonsense. I heard about stories about yogis and all this other stuff. And deep down, I was really cynical, at least for me. Like, I thought, okay, that may be true for some of these yogis or enlightened masters or whatever, saints and so on. But for me, I'm always going to be plagued forever with all of this negativity. Like, it's just, I'm just going to have to learn to live with it. And I was literally like resolving all of this stuff, like very, very rapidly, entirely at the feeling level through this very simple process. That was the game changer for me. It was not only a game changer, it was a life changer. It was like that day I felt my life was saved. And I've never looked back. That's literally the pivot that eventually led me to here now.
Yeah. I think it was day five for me on this where, like, again, I'm crying and I sucked through it and everything was perfect. And I just felt complete bliss. And I was like, fuck, why do I feel so happy? And I'm crying and there's still, and that sadness is still there and it's kind of, you know, it's kind of fading in. And I'm like, I feel amazing. And I was like, this is ridiculous. And I was like, reality is ridiculous in like the most wonderful way. You know, everything's just ridiculous. Have fun with it. So that was incredible. I'm going to wrap it up because I know we're both tired and we're going to go out for a nice little closing meal with a few other people in a second that were part of this. But there's a couple of bits. One thing that's going to stay with me for the rest of my life, right over there, I'm in the fetal position, playing Vivations Done Without Music, which, by the way, I think is incredible. And there's I don't know if you're familiar with David Goggins. He's like this big tough guy and he runs 100-mile things. And he says, don't exercise with music because you're going to think you need it.
Right.
You should be able to exercise and work hard without music and then enjoy the music after. And then you said something very similar. It's like, you do not need music for vivation. And I don't want to play the music until we're doing the vivation action.
Yeah, exactly. So you want to be able to have a complete realization that any and all integrations can occur entirely within yourself with your own felt sense in your own experience. Total sovereignty. You don't need any external aspect. You don't need music. You don't need anything. That's the idea. You can do it anytime, anywhere, any place. Once you have that realization, once you've had enough experiences in that, when we introduced the music, we were, what is that, day six or seven? Mm-hmm. By that point, you've had enough experiences to realize, okay, integration is really up to me. It's a choice. I can do it anytime, no matter what's going on. Then bringing the music in is nice because now we do what's something called vivation and action adventures. Since now that you have this skill, you can now go out, interact, and do regular things, whether it's, vibing while you're on your job, vibing in the grocery store line, vibing at work, vibing to music, vibing whatever. And the nice thing about music is very emotional. It stirs up a lot of feelings. So it's a wonderful opportunity now that you have this skill to quickly and efficiently and pleasurably resolve these feelings, to bring in music that's evocative and stimulating. And so now you can efficiently integrate as that happens.
Yeah.
So tell me about your experience.
So I've gone on this weird journey where I didn't listen to my body at all 2 years ago. I was completely disembodied. And then I started to feel these kriyas, these trauma release things going on. And so over the last year in particular, I've really delved deep into like getting out of my own way and let my body do its thing. And there's been some wonderful things happening in my diaphragm and my shoulders. And there's a whole video of me TREing for like about an hour. But what was interesting was I felt great afterwards. It was like getting a really deep massage. But again, nothing integrated, nothing really changed. So a couple of weeks later, like, I still feel the same. A bit like when I was doing Wim Hof every day. I was like, nothing really ever shifted with it. And that's what I love about this is like, you're integrating things and you're accepting and you're letting go and you're relaxing. So anyway, I'm sitting over there and I'm decided to go hard. So I'm really, really, really pumping the breath. And my diaphragm had been going crazy all that day. I had a massage from a wonderful massage person that's been with us. And everything was going just absolutely crazy. And the more I breathed, the more I was just got stuck in this like fetal position. And you just came over and you went, relax, this is Mozart. And I don't know if you saw me afterwards.
I did see that.
I just laid on my back and put my hands on my head. And I was like,
yeah, I mean.
And you weren't the reason for the integration.
Of course, yeah.
And I know that's an important distinction. But I listened to that and I said, yeah, just relax, man. And then this tight body and all this like seriousness. And I was like, I'm going to be here for hours. Integrated like
that's
that.
That's right. There's no linear aspect to it. Yeah, it can happen anymore. Yeah, absolutely. In. The moment you just let it go, it happens.
Yeah, this has been so calm since. I've not had any big careers
since. Oh, wonderful.
And I just laid on my back and I just like, yeah, I'm just going to enjoy this beautiful music and just breathe really soft and deep and Yeah, so I think I will remember that particular thing. I might make that a little quote. Just relax, this is Mozart, you know, so it's beautiful. So before we wrap up, a couple of bits. If this has sounded interesting to anybody watching or listening to this, I'm going to put the Vivation website down below. We've just got now a whole new host of beautiful teachers. So if you go to Paul's website, you'll, wherever you are in the world, I guess you'll find a teacher for them.
Yeah, so we're trying to get a directory going. That's like that's really the next project. But mm-hmm. in the meantime, feel free to fill out the contact form. Mm-hmm. Either me or one of my people mm-hmm. will ask you where you are, and we can get the process going. And we do have quite a few people on, you know, both sides of the Atlantic now.
Yeah.
We also have quite a few people elsewhere, but I have the most faith in this class because, you know, we've really changed and improved all of our teaching methods and made it far more experiential.
Yeah.
And everybody that was here is amazing. I have that, my fullest confidence.
Yeah.
So if you want to try this out, you can come to the website. There's simple entry-level offerings there. Or if you really want to have the experience, I recommend working with a coach, finding somebody that's willing to really work with you. And I'm sure they'll work with you on Zoom. They'll, mm-hmm. if they're in your area, you're welcome to mm-hmm. do that. People travel and stuff like that. There's yeah. lots of options. So
head on over there. If you're in England and you want to do some sessions with me, I would love to have a session with you and have a conversation, see if that feels right. And I know a lot of breathwork instructors and practitioners are listening to this. And so if you feel like you have vibed with this or vibed with this, I'll put the link in so you can look at the potential instructor training. So there's not many. You're going to do two next year?
At least two.
At least two.
We have two. Like that's, we haven't fixed the date or location yeah. yet. Probably. This worked out really well here.
Yeah.
It's a nice place. I think we're probably going to do at least one here. Possibly as early as April. I mean, yeah. We'll see how it goes. But yeah,
very limited.
Yeah, if you go to the website, you'll see there's a form. You just fill that out, and that puts you on a special list. You also receive our general emails, and we don't send a lot of emails out. We're very, very thin about that. But that puts you on the announcement list.
Mm-hmm.
And when we open up enrollment for the next teacher training, you guys get the first dibs. So you put your name there. You will get that thing, and then you can schedule a call with me, and we can go from there.
Yeah, and I think it's important to note that I think it says 74 people applied for this one, something around
no,
that.
No, it was about 40.
Okay,
roughly.
Yeah. 40, and we got 12
of 15.
15.
I limited this one to 15.
It's quite limited.
I still do limit the trainings, mm-hmm. but this one was 15 because it was a pilot program. Mm-hmm. We're doing a lot of new stuff. Depending on how many teachers I have, we had me plus two other mm-hmm. teachers, Robin and Torin, mm-hmm. two of my favorite teachers. So I don't know what the next limit's going to be. It's mm-hmm. going to be a combination of how many people are going to be coming to help me with this
yeah.
and everything else. But yeah, it is a bit
yeah.
limited, a little bit selective in terms of
yeah.
People who come.
And you're looking for the right people. So
it's the right people. You got to feel the heart for it. You yeah. got to feel the call to it.
Yeah, okay. yeah. So I can yeah. see now why that's so important. So if you're feeling like this might be a lovely career sidestep for you, I feel so grateful because, like I said, I've been stuck down. Not stuck, that's the wrong word to use, but I've been in the scientific coherence, which is beautiful, oxygen advantage, which is beautiful, mechanics side. But I've always felt something was missing, and it was this conscious connected breath, this mastery over like how we can integrate, how we can relax. So I'm very grateful.
Thank you.
So
yeah,
if you could take me through for like a minute or so of some guided breathing.
Yeah, sure. We'll just do a little mini session.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll be with you. So we'll go ahead and close our eyes. And for those that are watching or listening, just make sure you're nice and relaxed, whether you're laying down or sitting. You can do this either way. But the key is to be in a place that you can relax. And I know that probably many of you are already starting some deep full breaths. That's actually wonderful. Do that. But the main thing I want you to do is just notice what this moment in your body feels like. So in other words, notice the pressure of gravity, if nothing else. And just begin to take very slow, full inhales. And then totally let it go on the exhale. So we have a completely relaxed exhale. And the type of breathing we do is circular breathing, which means there are no pauses between the inhales and the exhales. So we inhale. And once the last molecule is in, we're like, the nice thing about a relaxed exhale opportunity to let go of whatever we're holding on to. All the stress and worry of the day, of the week, the month, the year. And as we inhale, we're taking in. Just imagine you're just opening up, receiving, nourishing, savoring the feeling. And just notice what this moment feels like in the body. And notice that you are already enjoying the moment to some extent. Already enjoying the moment to some extent. If you weren't enjoying the present moment to some extent, that would mean you're in infinite agony. And I can tell by looking at you that you're not in infinite agony. Therefore, the present moment is already enjoyable to some extent. So as you're doing the deep breathing and relaxing, just notice what this moment feels like and notice any feelings or sensations, any feeling or sensation that's asking for your attention the most right now. Could be just the pressure of the chair, or it could in fact be some kind of physical pattern of energy in your body, or even an emotion. Just notice that. Notice where in your body it's located. And begin to pull your inhales in through that part of your body. So we're inhaling through the strongest feeling. And as we inhale through the feeling, we're opening up. Opening to receiving whatever benefit, whatever pleasure may be there. Be open to the possibility that the feeling is more enjoyable than you think it is. And then on any negativity, any stress you feel at all, just remember you get to let it all go on the exhale. So you're inhaling through the strongest feeling. And let it go. Inhale through the strongest feeling. And relax. And as you do that, just enjoy this moment as much as you can. As you inhale, just savor the feeling as much as you can and relax. The key is you're just relaxing and allowing whatever feeling is there to come up. We don't try to control it anyway. We just passively observe and enjoy the feeling unconditionally. When you really tune it in well enough, you'll notice that it's subtly changing moment to moment. It's always changing already, moment to moment. So just like a fine wine or chocolate, you want to savor the feeling. And notice that that feeling has all sorts of little exquisite details. The more you can relax in the presence of it, the more you can inhale through it, the more you start to receive the inherent joy that's there. And you can start to feel that negativity start to dissipate. We'll just finish off with a couple of deep, nice, slow breaths. Now, of course, for people at home, this will work far more powerfully if we spend the hour actually really teaching you how to apply the first point, experientially showing you how to apply the second point, and experientially showing how to apply the third point for that to really start to work. So this was just a little bit of teaser, just a sense of what we're doing, maybe. So if you had a really cool experience at home, I think that's fabulous. That means you're already well on your way. The beauty of it is you don't need a particular skill, but you do need to be shown a little bit how this works. But I hope that you enjoyed it and had a sense of what we're doing. So explore the subtle changes. Inhale through the strongest feeling. And enjoy this moment as much as you can.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
It's been a really special 10 days. I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Thank you, mate.
Yeah,
it's been beautiful.
It's been beautiful.
Really, really, really wonderful. Yeah. Thank you for watching, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Cheers.
Sure.
Thank you for sticking all the way through to the end. I hope you enjoyed that conversation. There's literally a million things that you could be doing with your time right now. And the fact that you gave it to this conversation, I really want to thank you for that, because your attention is super, super valuable. And I hope you got a lot of value from this. If you did, please consider sharing this podcast with a friend or a family member or a colleague. And if you haven't done so, just a reminder, grab that free PDF that I've got, my 7 favorite breathing exercises, super simple exercises that you can just click on. It plays them through YouTube and you can just practice different things, getting to sleep, reducing stress, firing ourselves up. So that's just a really quick thing. It's a bit of value that I can give you as a bit of a thank you. And it means that you can kind of just get some practice in on some of these different techniques that are out there as well. And finally, I just wanted to mention that I am open to breath coaching. I only take on a couple of clients each month because it's very bespoke. So I'm looking for you, if you're the type of person that is high performance, that is very driven and wants to work on themselves and knows that there's something isn't quite right. Maybe there's a little bit too much stress. Maybe there's a bit of anxiety. Maybe you can see burnouts a couple of stations away. Whatever it is, athletic performance, then it's worth having a free breath consultation with me. I do a complimentary 45-minute set on YouTube. And we can really have a chat to see if the breath coaching is a good fit for you or not. And what I'll do is I'll take some breath measurements with you, work out exactly where your breathing is right now. We'll run a number of tests, get the tape measure out, measure your diaphragm and your rib cage. And then we'll look at your goals. Where are you trying to get to? What are those things? Let's try and crystallize those goals. And then off the back of that, if we think there's a really good fit there, then we can talk about my 6-week coaching package. And my goal is to shortcut everything for you, because you can listen to all 100 of my podcasts. You can read 50 books on breathing, or we can spend 6 weeks together, an hour a week, and I'll help you get where you need to get to a lot quicker. So if that sounds like something that you might be interested in, you can click below to apply. It's a very limited number of spots. I'm really look forward to meeting some of you. And if it's not for you right now, then don't forget, on this YouTube channel, there's over 300 videos. We've got 100 interviews with the world's top breathing experts and 250 breathing exercises for you just to try, or categorize beginner, expert, all those different things. So what you can do next, you can try this breathing exercise here, or you might want to try this podcast here. I think that'll be quite useful for you. Thank you so much for being with Take a Deep Breath, and I'll see you on one of these or the complimentary breath consultation. Cheers.